Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising. So let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. Game Guard's vent back shirts are offered in 7 great colors and perform like no others. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Howdy, South Texas. Cable Smith here to tell you about Prusky's Meat Market and Wild Game Processing. USDA inspected and approved, Prusky's offers choice and certified Angus beef steaks, custom cut however you want. Prusky's also has fresh MSG and nitrate-free sausage, custom smoked hams, ham bacon, and bacon. Visit www.pruskysmarket.com or call 210-649-2151. Prusky's Market, from our smokehouse to your house, the quality you remember with the service you deserve. Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. Featuring top-notch accommodations with 150 to 220 class bucks harvested annually, Star S Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com to book your hunt today.
I don't need a politician or some preacher on TV. Folks to tell me how I've done so far. I just need you. I need you to own me. I want you to love me the way I love.
All right. Good morning, Texas. The great Don Williams getting things going for us this morning on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, the most entertaining, educational, and conservation-minded outdoor programming anywhere on the airwaves. Hope you all had a great week. I know I did. What a week it was, too. Old Mav and I left out for Lubbock last weekend in search of all manner of winged quarry. We stayed with my good buddy Greg Pavour, whom I actually met at an academy 5 years ago. We were both there looking at green-winged teal decoys. He a senior in high school, me a senior in college, but we became good hunting buddies, and he's a consummate outdoorsman. So naturally, when he left DFW for Texas Tech, he immediately began to learn the ropes on hunting cranes, pheasant, and geese out there in the Texas Panhandle. This was my second year in a row to head west to share the pheasant opener with Greg, and after striking out on roosters last year, I managed my first one this time around. Also got our limits of sandhill cranes on Saturday, also a first for me. We finished the weekend with 2 roosters, 6 cranes, 7 teal, and a greenhead, and 1 tired lab. It was a blast. Funny how hunting just kind of ties people together, though. And Greg, I'm glad that fate had us meet at that academy 5 years ago, old buddy, and I can't wait to get back out there next year. Anyway, hope that everyone else who made it out to the Panhandle had a great weekend as well. Something about that West Texas sunrise, man, it is hard to beat. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you this morning. Off the top, we'll visit with Carlos Flannery of the Quattro B Bowhunting Ranch. The Quattro B has donated a 2-day exotic doe, unlimited hog hunt, lodging included, as part of our grand prize for our Photo of the Year contest. So Carlos will join us here shortly to discuss that. Then it's Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever President and CEO Howard Vincent. Pheasants Forever is a great organization that does more for pheasant and quail habitat than just about anyone else out there. So I'm excited to have Howard join the program. We then round things out with Texas Parks and Wildlife's Carl Kittle. He joins us to talk about the Winter Trout Stocking Program. It's a great opportunity for anglers all over the state, so you don't want to miss that. Y'all don't forget that Glock Days is going on right now at B&S Guns in Garland, right by Bass Pro Shops. I was out there to kick this event off on Thursday, and let me tell you, there are some sweet deals on all manner of Glocks in stock. Get a free Glock t-shirt with any purchase, and also get free night sight installation as well. So head on out to B&S Guns this weekend for the one and only Glock Days extravaganza. Well, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll be joined by a guide on one of Texas's truly unique ranches, the Quattro B Bow Hunting Ranch, designed specifically for us bow hunters out there. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Fishing Corpus Christi and the surrounding bays since the 1950s, Captain Pat Hunt is an authority on redfish. A Vietnam veteran who spent 27 years as a teacher and high school basketball coach, he has a passion for sharing a lifetime of knowledge with his customers. Captain Pat provides the bait and tackle and cleans and bags your catch. So make your next trip to the coast a memorable one with Pat Hunt's Fishing Guide Service. He'll be on the water and on the bull red, so call 361-776-5332 or visit pathuntfishing.com. That's Pat Hunt Fishing.com. Hey Texas bow hunters, did you know there's a ranch designed specifically for you? Located just outside of Dehannes in South Texas, Boaz Man's Quattro B Ranch allows you to test your skills with do-it-yourself bow hunts for trophy whitetail, black buck, audad, fallow, axis deer, hogs, and others. And after a day in the field, relax in the state-of-the-art lodge equipped with a kitchen, shower, fireplaces, satellite, flat-screen TVs, pool table, barbecue pits, and more. Call 210-827-0681 or visit BoazManBowHunting.com to book your hunt today. That's BoazManBowHunting.com.
Hey, Ticketheads. Wes Lundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas' premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy Whitetail Hunts, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and Pronghorn Antelope Hunts. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on a hunt of a lifetime.
Bigfoot Turfgrass Farms is Texas tried and true, producing the Lone Star State's finest sodgrass for commercial, residential, and wholesale customers for 46 years. They'll even deliver anywhere in Texas. Bigfoot Turfgrass Farms also specializes in hydro seeding, irrigation, and landscape. Call 866-541-8873 or visit BigfootTurfgrassFarms.com, and you'll notice they also offer awesome South Texas dove hunting over their Frio County Turfgrass Farm. It's a dove magnet, baby, so go to BigfootTurfgrassFarms.com today.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers has you covered. From our four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion and to fit every need. Stop by one of our three South Texas locations. Call Affordable Trailers on Northwest Loop 410 in North San Antonio at 210-699-6000 or Affordable Trailers on Highway 87 East in South San Antonio at 210-648-2700. Then there's our new Big Tex Trailer location on I-35 in Buda. Call 512-295-4292 or visit us at www.BigTexTrailerWorld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Whitetail hunting is as Texan as cowboy boots, high school football, and country music. And my friends at the scenic Rancho Bayas Rocas offer some of the finest whitetail hunting found anywhere in the Lone Star State. Situated 35 miles northeast of Del Rio on the Edwards Plateau, the Carta Valley landscape is breathtaking, and you'll feel right at home in God's country while you stay at the rustic yet state-of-the-art lodge. Rancho Bayas Rocas offers hunts to fit every budget. So call 713-468-5001 or visit RanchoBayasRocas.net. All right, Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. That's one of my favorites from the great Bruce Robison there, who, by the way, will be joining us next week. Bruce and his brother Charlie grew up hunting and fishing South Texas long before their successful music careers, so I'm excited that Bruce will be joining us next Saturday. Well, this segment of the show is proudly brought to you by North Texas' premier waterfowl guiding service, and I'm talking about Red Leg Outfitters here. My buddy Stephen Welch will put you on the greenheads. Check out the website at redlegoutfitters.com to book your hunt today. Well, moving right along here, as most of y'all probably know by now, we're getting close to wrapping up our Photo of the Year contest. Y'all have sent in so many great pictures from your outdoor adventures, and you've truly made it tough picking out our monthly winners. This month's winner has been added to my homepage at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. Congrats to Dallas's Paul Nelson. He took an awesome duck blind sunrise picture on a North Texas lake. Paul wins a year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News and is entered into the Photo of the Year contest. And as part of our grand prize package, Boaz Man's Quattro B Bow Hunting Ranch has donated a two-day exotic doe unlimited hog hunt. And we're going to talk about the ranch this morning with Carlos Flannery. Now, Carlos, this is your second year guiding at Quattro B, correct?
Actually, I've been a hunter here for the past about 4 years or so, almost since he's been open. And I actually went guide last year. And then I actually am still part-time guiding and mostly the video guide for this year. And so I've been able to see quite a bit of the animal movement, what animals we have out here, as well as now he's opening a low fence property that he's starting to open up to guests as well, whether they would like to go after hogs and whitetail on a low fence or do the exotics, hogs and whitetail here in the high fence. So he's getting a little bit more varied as far as, you know, between the high and the low. And so there's always plenty of, you know, target-rich opportunities out here, because that's one thing that I've always loved about the Quattro B. I don't have a lease myself. So what I would do, just like a lot of these do-it-yourselfers, is just, you know, research day leases. Try and pick up on, like, TexasBowhunters.com or any of these other forums. Try and get some feedback on guys that have kind of been around a little bit and kind of, you know, get the gist of things as far as what ranches are most viable as far as, you know, shots and accommodations and pricing and distance, things like that that always come into play when you want to go out on a hunt and enjoy yourself. And the Quattro B, of all the probably five or six ranches I've been to, this is one of the ones that I keep on coming back to, just because of the now the gorgeous accommodations that he's built and the animals that are always out here. I mean, a lot of people, I'd say about 85% of our customers are always repeat customers that come back year after year after year, or sometimes a couple times a year. And we have, you know, out-of-state guys that make it a ritual to come down, you know, annually or biannually to come down just because they enjoy it so much.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Doug's such a great guy. That's what I've always liked about Doug, is that, you know, when you meet him as an owner of the ranch, you know, he really takes the time to kind of, you know, make sure you're well taken care of and accommodated for, and, you know, knowledgeable guys like myself to, you know, put you on the animals that you're after as well as we can. And some folks tend to, well, you know, it's 500 acres with a, you know, a little canned hunt. But I tell you what, these are wild animals. In no way is this a canned hunt. I mean, they are wild animals. And it takes a lot, as far as we all know as a bow hunter, to get close and watch your scent and movement and patterning and all the rest of the stuff that comes in play to, you know, make things happen. So it's been a really awesome ranch. It's just gorgeous out here.
Awesome. And now the package that we're giving away is part of the Photo of the Year contest. Grand prize is a two-day, two-night exotic doe unlimited hog hunt. Talk a little bit about the animals that the winner will have a chance to hunt.
We have Sika, we have Axis, we have Fallow, and we have Black Buck. And those are the four animal groups that you can shoot a doe on that package. So it's one of those four and as many hogs as you can put on the ground.
Awesome. So one exotic doe plus unlimited hogs, and that leads me to my next question. Are y'all actively trying to keep hogs inside the 500-acre high fence? Because most ranches are trying to keep those critters out of the high fence.
Well, you know what, Cable, this ranch was known for when I first started 4 years ago was the, I mean, we're talking cockroaches on crackers factor here. I mean, he loads this ranch with so many hogs. He brings them in from El Diendo, which is close to the border.
Uh-huh.
And what Doug likes to do is he brings in not just normal ferals. He likes the Russian strain. And because down near the border in that demographic, he sees a lot more of the trophy, long nose, razorback, big shoulder, big boy hogs. And so he'll have trappers trap those genetics, bring them in here to intermingle with some of the ferals that, you know, normally get trapped from wherever, and he puts them inside here. So what we've been doing is not only do we have trappers coming from out of city to do this, but also on his low fence property, there's also a ton of hogs over there. Actually, I just got a video last night of me shooting a 170-pound sow, and then behind it was about a 200-pound boar. So we're also trapping down there and just adding and adding and adding. So that way we have lots of hogs in here. And another reason he likes to bring these huge boars is because he feels the boars break up the sounders that are out here, because sometimes you'll see 30 or 40 pigs at a time. And what he wants to make sure that all these hogs are dispersed more evenly over the 500 acres. So that way everyone gets their shots, not just one or two people in a certain set seeing 20, 30 hogs at one time. No, everyone's seeing five or 10.
Very nice. So now that we know what we'll be hunting and where, talk a little bit about the accommodations.
What I like to do is kind of meet and greet with the folks and kind of show them the combination, which we first start off with the Hunter's Lodge. This was finished up last year. It sleeps 8, full bathroom with a gorgeous shower. It's all tiled and all kinds of good stuff. It has, of course, concrete floors that have been, you know, acid stained and has, you know, different mounts and pictures on the walls. And really just plush. I mean, you won't, definitely, we're not talking A-frame or tent camping out here. I mean, this is some nice stuff. Beside that is what we call the party barn. You walk in these great big sliding doors, and as you come inside, we have a very kind of eclectic style with the old-fashioned timber wood from actually a house that he brought in lumber from Tennessee. It has a full kitchen, all utensils, microwave, stove, even a freezer ice maker. There's a pool table, there's a shuffleboard, there's a 64-inch flat screen TV with over 500 channels, you know, and about 50 of them are all the movie channels. And it's just a place to come back to after the hunt and relax. These really cushy leather couches and recliners, and you can cook your meals. And like I said, the kitchen's fully stocked. So it's not like you have to bring your paper plates and forks and everything else. No, no. Everything is here. And then let's say you want to cook out and let's do some burgers or steaks or whatever. He has 5 different barbecue pits, whether it's the big smokers, the smaller units. He has 5 of those at disposal with 10 cords of firewood that he's aged. And as well as the inside is a huge, large fireplace, you know, to kind of warm up to and, you know, talk the hunting stories at the end of the hunt and grab something to eat. So it is a 4-star. I mean, it's just gorgeous out here. I mean, that's what really sells a lot of people. To pay $200, let's say, on the basic hog package, I mean, most of these guys are charging $100 a day. You know, that's 1 or 2 hogs. And then you still got to go, you know, drive into town to go, you know, get some lodging. Here, we kind of have it all.
Yeah.
So that way, you're not worried about, you know, having to, okay, we have to, you know, clean our animals and get out of here and get back to the Best Western. Everything is right here at your fingertips. So it's so nice to relax, park your vehicles, plenty of space, stuff. We have a really nice covered skinning rack with lights, a deep freeze freezer with plenty of space to it. So that keeps the elements off you, as well as, you know, kind of having more, you know, enjoyable time to skin. You don't necessarily have to get everything out in the field. No, we can bring it in on the game loader and just take your time skinning it down and throw it in the freezer. Once the clients are done with their hunt, then they just take everything out of the big freezer, put in their ice coolers, and adios.
Well, I tell you what, Carlos, it sounds amazing. And I can't wait to accompany our grand prize winner out there probably sometime in February. I appreciate you coming on the show this morning and telling us a little bit about the one-of-a-kind Quattro B Bow Hunting Ranch. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Well, you're very welcome. We look forward to having you out.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I can't wait to head out to the Quattro B with our Photo of the Year winner. Really looking forward to that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with Howard Vincent, the president and CEO of Pheasants Forever, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. 'Cause I've had enough. Wine and roses, they just break my fingers and give me headaches in the morning. Howdy, South Texas. Cable Smith here to tell you about Pruski's Meat Market and Wild Game Processing. USDA inspected and approved, Pruski's offers choice and certified Angus beef steaks, custom cut however you want. Pruski's also has fresh MSG and nitrate-free sausage, custom smoked hams, ham bacon, and bacon. Visit www.pruskiesmarket.com or call 210-649-2151. Pruski's Market, from our smokehouse to your house, the quality you remember with the service you deserve.
Lehman H Feeders has been making the highest quality feeder for 45 years, and it takes 45 years to get 45 years of experience. Manufactured in Texas, we offer feeders for deer, quail, fish, pets, and livestock, and even songbirds. Some of our feeders are still operating in the field after 40 years of use. Makers of the trusted Blind Buddy and Blind Buddy Jr., our feeders are the most durable and user-friendly on the market. Visit www.lehmanhfeeders.com, because life's too short to buy a cheap feeder. That's lehmanhfeeders.com.
Texas outdoorsmen are fortunate enough to live in the best hunting state in the Union, as Texas provides some of the finest whitetail and bird hunting found anywhere on God's green earth. And with fall here, hunters are starting to get the fever. Trigger fingers are starting to get that natural curl in it. Feeders and cameras should be set, guns sighted in, honeydews completed with kitchen passes secured, and of course, don't forget about the new gear. And when it comes to gear, there's only one brand to consider, and that's Game Guard. Game Guard has deep Texas roots and works hard to provide the best camouflage products this state has to offer. So ask for Game Guard at your favorite retailer or look them up on the web at GameGuard.net. Game Guard, made for Texas hunters by Texas hunters. Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. Featuring top-notch accommodations with 150 to 220 class bucks harvested annually, Star S Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com to book your hunt today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
If I was born on the wrong side of the tracks, I never would have hurt you this way. So blaming you, I claimed you were always wrong.
See, now good morning, y'all. Cable Smith, welcoming you back to this morning's presentation, where we are about to get into some serious rooster talk. But first, this segment is brought to you by StrikeWorks, Texas-based. They are the premier tackle manufacturer in the Lone Star State. Check out the website at StrikeWorks.com and enter in the promo code LSOS for Lone Star Outdoors Show to save 10% off your entire order. That's StrikeWorks.com today. Well, with the Texas pheasant season in full swing, I am pleased to introduce the president and CEO of the Pheasant Organization, Mr. Howard Vincent of Pheasants Forever. Welcome to the show.
Cable, thanks for having me.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure. Now, first thing, I guess, why don't you tell us a little bit about the history behind Pheasants Forever?
Pheasants Forever, we're about coming up on our 28th year, and it was started back in 1982 to kind of reverse the trend of loss of pheasants and specifically pheasant habitat across the country. And in that time, we've impacted over 6 million acres, and we do that through our network of chapters and those chapter volunteers that deliver that mission.
Right on. And I've got one other just kind of history-related question. When were pheasants first introduced into North America as a game bird?
Yeah, back around the 1890s, they were introduced a number of times kind of in that period, but the most successful was a result of a gentleman by the name of Owen Denny, who brought them from China and introduced them into the Willamette Valley up in Oregon. From there, that was kind of the first real successful transplant of birds, and they kind of spread quickly across the United States. Each state was doing their own introduction programs, and that bird just resonated in the agricultural and edge countryside out there, and it just kind of took off from there.
Okay. And in my opinion, one thing that makes pheasants so unique is that they are an exotic species, but they're strictly managed. You know, they have real strict bag limits. Organizations like Pheasants Forever are dedicated to conserving their habitat. That's not the norm with introduced species. Usually, somewhere down the line, it's viewed as a major mistake. A lot of times, there's no closed season, no bag limit on introduced species. So why were pheasant able to so successfully go in the opposite direction of that trend?
Well, I think they adapted to their new country exceedingly well, and that, you know, the success of, you know, the rural communities to have another upland species to hunt, it broadened, I think, the appeal for even, you know, the city folk to get out into rural America. And so, you know, I think there's an economic impact that probably reflects the success of pheasants across the country. But, you know, at the end of the day, pheasants adapted well to their new environment and they spread. You know, so today we see longstanding populations of pheasants, you know, specifically across the upper Midwest. And obviously you've got, I think, some significant, you know, huntable populations up in the panhandle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's just an incredibly exciting bird to hunt, and it's been successful, and it's reproducing on its own. I know the state agencies, you know, for some time were introducing birds to essentially shoot before the gun through pheasant farms, and they've since moved away from that. And what you have right now essentially are wild birds, you know, across the range.
Okay, Howard. And what does Pheasants Forever do directly to conserve pheasant habitat and promote this rich pheasant hunting heritage in our country?
Our line is we are the habitat organization. We don't raise and release birds. our chapters. We have 700 of them across the country, 600 in the pheasant range, and about 125 with our Quail Forever brand that do the same thing for quail. But we plant trees, we restore native prairie, we work with wetlands, we reduce brush where that becomes the limiting factor. But it's the, you know, the heroes here are volunteers at those local chapters. And what's wholly unique about Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever is the fundraising model. The local chapters raise money locally, and they keep and control 100% of their net funds, so they can direct those dollars to where the choke points are in their county and their community, and that's really been the success of the organization.
That is huge, and was actually going to be my next question. There are so many good organizations out there, but a lot of them, the national headquarters, you have this banquet, you raise all this money, and they swoop in and take all the proceeds. So it's great to know that Pheasants Forever lets the local chapters keep the money they raise and allocate it as they see fit.
Exactly. Each chapter has their own checkbook. They do report to us how they raise their money. They do report to us how they spend their dollars, and we do one national audit from the national headquarters for the 700 chapters, as well as do the federal tax return. So we do those necessary evils, mm-hmm. essentially to allow those local volunteers to direct their money. And the impact of that is, you know, we end up being the most efficient wildlife organization in the country. So, you know, if we can raise that $1, 90 cents goes directly, you know, into wildlife habitat and our youth programs out there to introduce more kids into the outdoors. So, you know, that's the magic. Those volunteers really do, you know, beginning to end, you know, that work at that local level. And what is important for what you would want to have done in Dallas, you know, may not be the same choke point that would impact, you know, something, you know, down in, up in the panhandle. You know, so they may be able to direct their dollars anywhere they want within that mission, the mission guide.
And that is just so important, because people are more apt to get involved with organizations where they will see a return on their time and energy invested. Well, Howard, let's shift gears now and talk a little bit about habitat and predators and their effects on adult pheasant mortality rates.
You know, definitely the choke point for successful populations of, you know, the majority of upland birds, including pheasant and quail. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, predators do take birds, but habitat is, at the end of the day, the biggest cause for fewer populations and declining population. We've looked at that science endlessly, and it still comes back to the same conclusion. If you have habitat, you will have good bird production. And if you have, you know, the, you know, winters play into that, and wet springs and dry springs, all, you know, Mother Nature plays into that, and predators are much less impactful of that. If you have habitat, you can compete with predators, and you can explode populations, you know, dramatically if you have the right habitat.
Okay, so obviously you got to have the habitat. That's the most important with any species. But as far as predators, do y'all adhere to any type of predator control program, like, say, Delta Waterfowl?
I think Delta Waterfowl, you know, great organization. I believe they have a unique situation when you're talking about waterfowl, and you can control management in a very finite world. So if you talk about a peninsula where you can actually fence it off, trap out, and you can have duck populations. I know I've seen their numbers where you can have nesting ducks, you know, four times what it would be a normal rate. At the same time, if you look at Texas and try to fence off and trap out a section, it's really impractical.
Mm-hmm.
The cost that you would put into that, I think, doesn't make any amount of sense. The same thing is true through the upper Midwest. And even for quail. If you took those resources and put that toward having the correct habitat and the right components there in food cover, nesting cover, brood rearing cover, loafing cover, shelter belts, should you need those, you would have a response from that resource.
Right on, right on. Unfortunately, we do have to take a quick commercial break, but I've still got a lot more to ask you, Howard. So can you stick around for another segment?
I'd love to.
Awesome, because I want to get into education, how Pheasants Forever gets the word out on habitat management, and then also, I want to be able to hunt these birds more effectively, so I want to find out as much as I can about their behavior. We'll get into all that coming up next as we continue talking with Pheasants Forever CEO Howard Vincent. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
Located on 12,500 acres in South Texas's Sutton County, McPherson 4M Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Owner and operator Sandy McPherson takes pride in running a family-owned and operated ranch that caters towards each hunter's needs. Trophy whitetails roam the ranch's beautiful hill country terrain, and axis, fallow, and black buck hunts are also available. Outstanding lodging and accommodations are also part of the experience at McPherson 4M Ranch. Call 210-822-2915. That's 210-822-2915, or visit McPherson4MRanch.com today.
Alrighty, landowners, are you sick and tired of having your pastures rooted up by those nasty feral hogs? Tired of losing calves and livestock to coyotes and bobcats? Then call on the pros at Nueces Helicopters. They specialize in predator control and cattle herding. Want an idea of how many deer are on your place? Nueces Helicopters also does game surveying and aerial photography. Call Avery Kibbe at 361-537-7703 or check them out at NuecesHelicopters.com. And let the pros help you. Visit NuecesHelicopters.com. Listen up, ticket heads. When you harvest that Walworthy trophy, there's only one choice: Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com. Are you looking for the perfect way to get around your ranch or lease? Bad Boy Buggies of the Hill Country and B3HC Outfitters have a full line of electric four-wheel drive Bad Boy Buggies, and we customize it the way you want it. Gun and bow racks, off-road lighting, even feeders. We can add them all to your Bad Boy. Also, specializing in custom metal arts and gate signs, as well as custom golf carts for street and off-road applications. Conveniently located in San Marcos, call 512-667-6005 or visit www.b3hc.com. That's b3hc.com.
Abilene, there's a town ahead that you've never seen. Maybe it's better if you get off there and try to forget.
All right, y'all, that is Dave Alvin's tune, Abilene, bringing us back from break on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith, and Abilene is where I'm headed after the show. Maverick and I have the truck loaded up, and we are going west to do a little duck hunting and hopefully a little bow hunting as well. I hope that you guys are having a great weekend, and appreciate you tuning in. Now, this segment is proudly brought to you by Rancho Bayas Rocas, located on the beautiful Edwards Plateau. They have whitetail hunts to fit every budget, so do yourself a favor and check them out at RanchoBayasRocas.net. But moving right along here this morning, we've still got Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever President and CEO Howard Vincent on the line, as he was nice enough to stick around through the break. Now, Howard, the message is pretty clear. It's all about habitat, habitat, and habitat. And, you know, you said yourself, Pheasants Forever is the habitat organization. So what do y'all do as far as education goes in terms of educating not only your chapters but also landowners on how to properly manage their habitat?
We've got a great program going. We have right now on the ground over 80 wildlife biologists and farm bill biologists. And these are individuals that will meet with individual landowners. They'll look at their farm and their ranch and show them what federal programs and what state programs are out there that will help them, you know, absolutely, you know, improve wildlife. And you can do this with programs like the Conservation Reserve Program, which mm-hmm. is an element of the Farm Bill. Right now, there's roughly 32 million acres of ground out there that is marginal farmland that never should have been farmed to begin with. But now, through federal programs and some state matching dollars, landowners can put that back into wildlife cover and have an impact. And we've got people that can absolutely help them do that.
And it is so important. You know, I actually hunted CRP land this past weekend.
So how did you do?
Well, between myself, my dog, and my buddy Greg, we flushed 7 birds total. Only 2 were roosters, though, and we did manage to harvest both of those. And we'll get into some more of my experiences here in just a minute, but I want to know if pheasants really can thrive in areas where agriculture isn't a major food source.
Yes, I would say as you move further north, you know, corn, soybean, some of the other grains become a great food source when that cold engine needs to keep running. Mm-hmm. You have temperatures that are between 30 and then 30 below. To get them through those engines need, you know, high energy, and that is sorghum and corn. But as you move further south and you don't have those extreme temperature swings, you know, less so.
Okay, and now the two roosters that my buddy and I harvested on the CRP land, we opened up their crawls, and of course they were full of corn. So they obviously left that tall grass cover. So when are these birds the most likely to leave cover in search of food?
You know, Mother Nature is pretty smart. Depending on what weather patterns are coming in, you know, they sense those things. And so typically, you know, they're roosting through the evenings and they're looking for a heavy, heavy cover. That they can roost in, stay warm, stay out of the wind and the elements. And then morning, they're going to make their way to feed. And then they'll definitely go if there's corn access, if there's sorghum, they're definitely going to be in those areas. But at some point, they're also going to need to go get grit for their gizzards. I mean, whether that's a roadside edge field where they're going to need that for their gizzard to grind up that corn. And then they're going to go into loafing cover. Which again is typically, you know, some heavy cover. They want to be away from avian predators, and then they're going to, you know, try to catch some sun, you know, as the day runs on. So you'll absolutely see, you know, those birds transitioning, you know, in early morning, you know, when that sun breaks, you know, 7, say 8 o'clock, and then, you know, you're going to have to move the birds, you know, physically with dogs, and then you'll see them again physically moving and going back into, let's say, CRP. For the evening and find that best heavy cover that they possibly can. So you'll actually see them moving in the morning, and then late in the afternoon, early evening, that's when you'll see transient birds, you know, flying to and from cover. But in the middle of the day, you have to actually get out in those fields and work those fields and, you know, force them to fly. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, the joke is that pheasants are eventually going to evolve out of wings. They're going to run given the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll run and evade until you'll have to make them break cover, get a good dog on them, or push them to an edge where they'll have to flush.
Okay, Howard. Now, is wind a significant factor when working a field? Because we flushed 5 birds early in the morning, then the wind really picked up, started howling. We left, did some scouting for geese, came back that afternoon, and flushed 2 more birds. Once the wind kind of quieted down, so are they less likely to fly if that wind is really howling?
You know, I don't know if they're less likely to fly. You know, again, their tendency is not to want to fly at all, and I think a lot of it pertains to the dogs that you're running. You know, are you running into the wind to allow the dogs to, you know, use their natural senses to get on some trails? You know, you work one field one direction, and then you naturally got to turn around and go back the other way. And, you know, if that wind is kind of stiff and it's, you know, it's at your back, the scenting isn't very good for the dogs. So they may lose scent quickly, where if they're working into the wind, you know, that can help. And I've hunted in, you know, all of those extreme conditions. And even if the wind's blowing 30, 40 miles an hour, you corner a bird and it'll flush. And then the challenge is to get on that bird quickly. They'll get up typically into the wind. And then they make that hard right,
mm-hmm.
and then they are gone. They're going about Mach 3, and your chances of catching up, you know, with your shotgun are remote at best sometimes. So they will flush in stiff winds, but again, their tendency is never to flush. You know, they if they flush, they lose.
Well, the two roosters that we flushed definitely lost. So,
and the same thing is true with, you know, avian predators. Their success is to be able to transition between food, loafing cover without exposing themselves, so that they're not going to fly typically from one source to another. They'd rather walk. You know, the exception is when they're going into their evening roosting cover, where they have to transition from food, let's say cornfields, where they're not connected. They will fly, but you know, given choice, they'd rather walk or run.
Very insightful stuff there. You know, as I've been reflecting on last weekend, wondering what I could have done differently to be a better pheasant hunter, you know? Now, somebody asked me to pose this question to you. What about areas that at one time had healthy pheasant populations, but for whatever reason are now destitute of birds? Is introducing birds to that area a good way to to jumpstart that population back in the right direction?
Yeah, I think it has to come back naturally. I mean, there's been endless studies of birds that have, now when you say raised, you know, in release, they've been raised in captivity, that gene pool has been thinned and thinned. If you think about it, you know, if you're raising birds in a pen, the more wily ones are going to continue to, you know, fly up into the netting and kill themselves. And so the more docile the bird is, the more successful a bird will be in the pen. And then that's your breeding stock, and you're breeding again and again and again. For release birds, that's spectacular to hunt, you know, clubs and farm preserves, you know, to get your dog sharp, to introduce kids into the shooting sports, and it's fun and it's wonderful. But to talk about introducing birds that are going to replicate and, you know, get a nest off the following season and raise young, we haven't seen any studies that have worked at all. Michigan did a study about 10, 15 years ago where they actually physically went to China, took eggs right out of wild birds' nests and tried to do a reintroduction program. And at the end, there was $10,000 left in that fund. They donated it to Pheasants Forever in the Michigan area and said, you know, do habitat. Huh. And we've seen three versions of that happen in North Dakota, in Ohio. They did a similar program. So it's very intensive to try to do that. And again, we're not promising people that don't have pheasants right now that they will. If you've got a resident population, we believe that you can impact those. But Mother Nature has to help. You know, the endless drought, the winter, you know, the 100-year winter that comes is devastating. And we had that happen in Minnesota, for example, and through to the Dakotas about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. An incredible storm. It killed off 80% of total wildlife in some of these counties, and those birds have rebounded, and the deer have rebounded, and you know, the natural course of things, if there's habitat, they will reproduce and be successful.
Howard, what is the life expectancy of a wild pheasant?
Less than 1 year.
Really?
Yeah. You know, if you think about that population base, so if a hen is getting off, you know, 10, 12 chicks a year, you know, what, you know, are two going to make it, you know, to the following nesting season? Will another hen be produced that can replicate themselves? So typically it's less than 1 year, but, you know, you can grow pheasants. And, you know, right now in the upper Midwest, we're on the high side of about a 40-year curve for exceptional pheasant hunting. Mm-hmm. And if the Dakotas continue just to, you know, spawn birds up there. Minnesota's had exceptional season.
And I personally can vouch for the Texas Panhandle and tell you that the birds are much more numerous than they were last year.
But at the end of the day, you know, that mortality, you know, winter's going to take 30-40%. Predators are going to take their, you know, 10-20%. And in the end, if you can carry, 10-20% over and have them reproduce, that's you know, that's incredibly successful.
Mm-mm. Well, Howard, we're about out of time. Real quick, tell us how we can get involved. You know, we've got a lot of Texas chapters. There's opportunity there for the Texas upland hunter.
We've got some great chapters down there. The Quail Forever chapters are fairly young, but they're starting to, you know, hold some events down there, raise some dollars, and direct those monies. So, you know, if you'd like information, you can please go to pheasantsforever.org or quailforever.org. And we can direct you right to one of the local chapters, or, you know, if you'd love to start a chapter in your area. Again, you know, to be able to raise dollars locally, to be able to control where you spend those dollars is critically important, we think.
Well, all right, Howard, it's been a real pleasure and very educational. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, well, thanks very much for thinking about us and inviting us out here today. So if I could leave something with your listeners, you know, we'd love you to be a member. We'd love you to start a chapter, be involved, and as important, you know, get a kid out hunting.
Well, that is the future, my friend.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, Cable.
Well, there he goes. Pheasant Forever and Quail Forever CEO Howard Vincent. That segment proudly brought to you by the Double R Hunting Club, South Texas' premier waterfowl destination. Check out the website at doublerhuntingclub.com and book your hunt today. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, it's Texas Parks and Wildlife's Carl Kittle, and we're talking winter trout stalking So listen up, anglers. All that coming up next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
She stays at home too much. Says she feels so out of touch.
From gun dog training to obedience and deer tracking programs, Rave Retrievers has it all. Boarding, training, and group and private lessons, morning or evening, will accommodate you and your dog. Owner Deborah Lee has 30 years' experience in gun dog and obedience training and has recently added Amanda Farrell to the training staff to offer even more intensive training capabilities. With numerous ponds, creeks, boats, and duck blinds, we offer the most realistic training available. Go to www.raveretrievers.com for all your dog training and boarding needs. That's www.raveretrievers.com.
A place to shoot is South Texas's premier shooting facility. We have a complete rifle range featuring five different distances out to 300 yards. A pistol range with gravity-fed targets, skeet, trap, crazy quail, and country doubles. We offer everything for the shooting sportsman. New and used firearms, reloading supplies, scopes, and ammo. If we don't have it, we can usually get it within 2 days. Also offering CHL classes, located just outside Loop 410 on Morrison Boulevard in South San Antonio. Call 210-628-1888. A place to shoot, open 7 days a week. Call 210-628-1888.
Lock Hill Feed Store is South Texas' premier feed store. We carry a variety of feeds, including extra clean deer corn that won't clog your feeders, as well as large and small deer pellets. Also featuring Country Acre Deer Block, Record Rack, Golden Deer Nuggets, and the best-selling berry-flavored ACCO Deer Block. Conveniently located in San Antonio. Pick up a 35-pound bag of Signs Diet Premium Dog Food for only $29.99. Call Lock Hill Feed Store at 210-691-2351. That's 210-691-2351. Or call toll-free at 877-738-5296.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
You just ground checked that trophy 12 point, only to realize you can't get him back to camp because your ATV has a flat. Well, multi-seal tire sealant protects against punctures in the tread and sidewall of your tires. It seals bead and valve stem leaks, prevents rust and corrosion, lasts for the life of the tire, and so much more. See for yourself at multi-seal.com or call 281-591-0111. So whether it's your pickup, tractor, truck, or ATV, protect yourself with a Texas name you can trust. Multi-seal tire sealants. That's multi-seal.com. Diamond M Whitetails is Texas' premier whitetail deer breeding facility. Our bloodlines include the likes of Sudden Impact, Little Russ, and Chick Magnet, who scored over 360 as a two-year-old. Located southeast of Victoria in Inez, Diamond M Whitetails is also a trophy hunter's paradise, offering high fence or low fence hunts with state-of-the-art stands, protein feeders, and numerous food plots. Our guides will put you on the buck of your dreams. Visit DiamondMWhitetails.com to book your hunt today or call 713-408-0155. That's DiamondMWhitetails.com. Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com or call 940-391-3669 today.
It's a long drive home to where I want to go. Lay the pedal to the steel, but still I've got miles left to roam and mountains left to climb.
That's the greatness of Jeremy Steading bringing us back from break here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show this morning. I'm Cable Smith, and this segment is brought to you by Diamond Sports Marine, your Ranger and War Eagle boat dealer. Check out the website at DiamondSportsMarine.com or stop by the Rockwall or Lake Fork location. That's DiamondSportsMarine.com. Well, let's get into a little trout fishing talk here. Y'all probably know that trout aren't native to Texas, but that doesn't mean anglers don't enjoy some fine Texas trout fishing each winter. And here to tell us more about that opportunity is Texas Parks and Wildlife's San Marcos Regional Director, Carl Kittle.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Carl, it's a pleasure to have you, man. First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about your position with Texas Parks and Wildlife?
I'm a regional director in the fish hatchery program, and I oversee a couple of the fish production programs, including the Rainbow Trout program.
Right on, my friend. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the history of the trout stocking program as well?
Yeah, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has been stocking rainbow trout since at least 1974, and we have stocked over 8 million rainbow trout over the years.
Wow.
Into well over 120 water bodies.
Man, that's a lot of good-eating fish there. Now, all of these trout are actually brought in from out of state, correct?
Yes, we don't have any hatcheries in areas where the water temperature is cold enough year-round to raise rainbow trout. So what we do is we purchase catchable-size rainbow trout. We do hold them in four of our inland fish hatcheries, and then we distribute them to the various sites at the appropriate times for anglers in Texas.
So y'all buy them? I thought you would have been trading out some of our largemouth bass fry for these trout.
We do a variety of trades, but in the case of rainbow trout, it's actually purchases.
Okay, cool. Now, what size trout can anglers expect to catch as a general rule?
As a general rule, we're buying fish that are between 8 and 10 inches long, and while there will always be a few fish under and over those sizes, certainly the vast majority of the fish we put in the water should be in that size range. We do have one special program that's called the Neighborhood Fishing Program. These are ponds or lakes in urban areas that get stocked very frequently during the summer months, every other week with catfish, and during the winter months, every other week with rainbow trout. Those, in that case, will be stocking larger 10 to 12-inch rainbow trout.
Okay, Carl. And now, these trout are stocked in cities in every corner of the state, from El Paso to Harlingen, and then from Denton to San Antonio, you know? So my question is, how do y'all decide which bodies of water are ideal candidates for these winter trout stockings?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked that one, and I hope I can explain a little bit for the anglers how we come about deciding how to use the available rainbow trout that we have. We have district fisheries biologists throughout the state. I think there are 16 districts, and each district biologist is very familiar with his location, where anglers are located, where they like to fish, and the history of where there's been a lot of angling pressure. So those biologists will recommend sites in each of their districts. Then those are looked at by regional directors and prioritized. Then that whole list is put together as a statewide list and prioritized again, and we stock as many fish as we can. In addition to that, we have a partner program where partners can put money into the program and help buy extra fish that are used in their. Usually it'll be a municipal or county government or a friends group, so that state park, that city, or that county will have a lake or pond, and those fish will go into the water body that they requested for. And then, of course, we have that urban fishing program. The money we use from that actually comes from the Toyota Texas Bass Classic.
Okay, and once again, we are visiting with Texas Parks and Wildlife San Marcos Regional Director Carl Kittle regarding the winter trout stocking program. Carl, now, not every location receives the same number of fish, right?
Or the same number of stockings. And that goes back to those district biologists who know their areas and waters. And, well, you know, they work with the local partners and decide where would be the most appropriate place, when would be the most appropriate time, and how many stockings would be most appropriate for each water body.
And Carl, one of my favorite things about this program is that the stockings occur all over the state, but many of them in very highly populated urban areas such as Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, Amarillo, you know, just the list goes on. So no matter where you live in the state, you don't have to travel very far to take advantage of this program.
That's correct, and we would encourage people to look on the Texas Parks and Wildlife webpage, and if you're going to go fishing, just double-check that page to make sure there haven't been any changes, but you can know what's going to be stocked when and where by looking on our website.
Uh-huh. And you want to go to the fishing tab and click on public water stocking. That icon will actually take you to a page that lists not only every water body where trout will be stocked, but also tells you how many trout will be stocked at each location and the dates of the stockings too. So very convenient. Now, Carl, what kind of bag limits are set for the winter trout stocking program?
The trout rules are very simple. It's 5 fish bag limit, and the only exception to that rule is there are some special designated areas in the tail race of Canyon Reservoir in New Braunfels where it's limited to one larger fish. But in general, all the other water bodies throughout the state, 5 fish per day bag limit, no size limit.
Right on. And now this program actually has already begun for the season, and the stockings continue in some locations even through March.
Into early March, and that's primarily driven by water body temperatures. In Texas, there are very few places that have cool enough water during the summer. By late November, early December, many water bodies are cool enough for the trout to be active and happy in the water body. And then by early March, it starts getting too warm throughout much of the state, and it's really not possible for us to continue the stocking through the middle or end of March.
And it's highly unlikely that any fish that isn't caught is going to survive the summer anyway.
Generally, that's the case. There are some years and some water bodies where there can be holdover trout, but we have never seen a population established. There have never been fish that survived multiple years and were able to reproduce that we're aware of.
So anglers need to get out there and take advantage of this opportunity. You know, that's a lot of fish that are being stocked every year. Now, Carl, how do y'all measure the success of this program? I mean, do you have any idea of how many Texas anglers actually participate?
We have historically done some creel surveys, and we certainly get a lot of feedback really on a daily basis by anglers calling in and expressing interest in the program and what they're happy with and unhappy with. We do not specifically track how many licenses are sold for anglers that are primarily interested in fishing for trout, and we don't really have very precise numbers on how many people are fishing for trout in Texas.
Well, you may not know how many anglers are participating, but you do know how many trout you'll stock this year, so go ahead and break that down for us as well.
It looks this year our plan is to stock 129 different sites with over 288,000 trout. And since counting trout is somewhat imprecise and we handle quite a few loads, it's possible we'll stock as many as or over 300,000 trout this year by the time we're done with the whole program.
Man, that is a lot of beautiful, good-tasting fish. My hat's off to you guys, Carl, Texas Parks and Wildlife, for providing this opportunity to all of us Texas anglers out there. You know, there's no hidden fee, y'all. It's included with your fishing license. Anyone can take advantage of this opportunity. Carl, it's been really nice getting to know you this morning. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, there he goes, Texas Parks and Wildlife, San Marcos Regional Director Carl Kittle. Well, we are out of time for this morning's broadcast. Thanks to Carl, as well as our other guest, Carlos Flannery of the Quattro B Bow Hunting Ranch, and of course, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever President and CEO Howard Vincent. Next week is going to be a star-studded show, featuring the likes of world-famous hunter Jim Zumbo, Elite Series angler Todd Faircloth, and Texas country music legend Bruce Robison. So y'all be sure to tune in next Saturday morning, same time, same place. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm off to Abilene to do a little bow hunting. Until next week, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
He ain't never seen a sunset out west, a cactus or a paintbrush bloom in springtime. He ain't never seen a coyote crying, a young colt take off running in the sunshine. Senses. If you don't believe in God, you ain't never been to Texas.
Alrighty, landowners, are you sick and tired of having your pastures rooted up by those nasty feral hogs? Tired of losing calves and livestock to coyotes and bobcats? Then call on the pros at Nueces Helicopters. They specialize in predator control and cattle herding. Want an idea of how many deer are on your place? Nueces Helicopters also does game surveying and aerial photography. Call Avery Kibbe at 361-537-7703 or check them out at NuecesHelicopters.com. And let the pros help you. Visit NuecesHelicopters.com. Razorback Ranch is earning a reputation as the premier wild boar hunting destination in Texas. Located between Dallas and Houston in Crockett, we are the perfect weekend getaway. Family-friendly with a game room and flat-screen TVs in the cabins, our accommodations are top-notch. Select boars ranging from 60 to 200 pounds to bow or rifle hunt. Hunters are welcome to hunt hogs at feeders or chase them through creek bottoms and heavy brush. Call 713-203-3860 or visit RazorbackRanch.com. That's RazorbackRanch.com to book your trophy hog hunt today. today. Fishing Corpus Christi and the surrounding bays since the 1950s, Captain Pat Hunt is an authority on redfish. A Vietnam veteran who spent 27 years as a teacher and high school basketball coach, he has a passion for sharing a lifetime of knowledge with his customers. Captain Pat provides the bait and tackle and cleans and bags your catch. So make your next trip to the coast a memorable one with Pat Hunt's Fishing Guide Service. He'll be on the water and on the Bull Red, so call 361-776-5332 or visit pathuntfishing.com. That's Pat Hunt Fishing.com.